You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros have had quite an eventful week and are looking forward to having a few more eventful times as pitchers and catchers get ready to report to spring training. Let's talk to Brian McTaggart about all that. I'm Allison Fetter. Tags, let's start off with spring training, which is always a fun time for everyone, but even more fun now because the Astros have a sparkling new facility to report to, and A.J. Hinch is there right now. You talked to him about what he was – A.J. actually tweeted out a pretty sweet video of the field. Looks really nice. So how excited is A.J. about this new place?
Yeah, he's really excited. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a big upgrade from what they had in Kissimmee. Just one of the reasons is just space. I mean, you know, in Kissimmee, he had A.J. had a copy machine right outside his door. I mean, it was a very functional facility, and, you know, it was fine, and, you know, the location wasn't the greatest. But, you know, now the clubhouse is – I think he said it's – probably as big as the Minute Maid Park clubhouse. The weight room is massive. There's, you know, a big cafeteria. There's a couple of different press areas. And they have an agility field with turf, you know, which they didn't have before. And, you know, everything is just built to make everything streamlined a lot better. So, you know, he went down there with a couple other people with the Astros and walked around and saw his office. And, you know, a lot of people had different input on what should go where, and, you know, stuff is still going to be getting built when they get down there. And, you know, AJ admitted there's probably some things they need to change around for next year now that he's kind of eyeballed it a little bit. But just overall, it should be great not only getting into the facility and what it looks like, but also getting there. There's a lot of hotels right next to it. And even if you're, you know, a couple exits up the interstate, you're still, you know, 10 minutes away. And that was a problem in Kissimmee, as you know, Allison, was just if you wanted to stay somewhere nice, you had to stay 10 miles away and battle Disney traffic. It took 30 minutes to get there, and that was, I think, really the biggest issue. The facility itself was fine. It was just the location. So now they're going to have location, and they're going to have a state-of-the-art facility all the way around.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody's pretty pleased with it, and it's just a brilliant notion that teams would share a facility, share the land, and then have their own areas and then be able to play some of their quote-unquote road games at home. So it should be fun sharing that with the Nationals. So the other thing I just wanted to talk to you about quickly is the fact that the Astros obviously have a new Hall of Famer in Jeff Bagwell, and it's been a whirlwind for him, and Craig Biggio kind of prepared him for that a little bit. Once you get that call that you've been elected to the Hall of Fame, it's a crazy time. So you fly up to New York and you do a formal press conference for the Hall of Fame, and then you kind of get whisked over here and there, and then he comes home and the Astros have a big pep rally for him where the fans packed into Union Station and to cheer him. That was pretty cool. You and I were both there, and the Astros, this is one of their strengths. They're very good at putting these things on. That was a pretty neat event for everyone.
Yeah, it was cool, and you know, I could have listened to those stories all day. I mean, they had Berkman come on the stage. They had Osmus come on the stage and Garner. And, you know, they were telling stories of the, you know, 04 and 05 teams. And I mean, all stories we've heard before. But, you know, to hear them again and fans all gathered around laughing. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is having fun. And, yeah, they really did a nice job. And, you know, I think Jeff was just overwhelmed for a few days. But, you know, now he's got a time to decompress. I know he gets this big notebook from the Hall of Fame with all the stuff he's got to do and, you know, make that speech. But, I mean, he's got 5 or 6 months, and so he's going to get to dial it down a little bit and become a normal guy. But, you know, it should be a fun weekend up there in Cooperstown with him being inducted again, just based on the number of fans that came to the rally and, you know, former players that are showing up. You know, I don't know if there'll be as many Astros fans as there were with Craig, just because he was the first, and everyone had to be there for the first Astro. But I think there's going to be a lot of orange in Cooperstown on July 29th, and deservedly so for Jeff. But hopefully now he can sit back and enjoy it a little bit. It just kind of blows me away that, you know, here he was telling the story that he was getting on his roof to help his dad adjust the antenna to, you know, watch Red Sox games. He loved Carl Yastrzemski, and now – Carl Yastrzemski is in the Hall of Fame, and Jeff is joining him. I mean, that's just mind-blowing stuff. You know, it's just that is just wild. And Jeff said he's trying to lobby Yastrzemski to come to his induction. I'm not sure how he's doing that, but apparently Carl Yastrzemski doesn't come to Cooperstown much. So it'd be great if that could happen. But even not, there's going to be a few dozen Hall of Famers sitting behind him, Biggio included.
Yeah. It's I think what Yastrzemski was just there for other Red Sox that have gotten in, but he doesn't go there. It would be huge for Jeff, but also for his dad. if they could get him to come to that. And I, like you said, yes, there probably won't be as many Astros fans there, but I would anticipate, I am anticipating that the amount of former teammates and managers, coaches, friends are going to flock to Cooperstown for Jeff. I think that what I've been trying to sort of communicate beyond Bagwell as a player is him as a person, and I've never met anybody that has been more well-liked, loved by everybody who knows him. He just has this way about him that is so, I guess, real and down to earth, and I don't think he ever had an enemy in the game and so many friends, and I would think that there's going to be a huge turnout of people that don't have managerial and coaching commitments to other major league teams. I would think that they're probably going to go up to Cooperstown.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I mean, you know, we've seen nothing against Craig, but, you know, a couple of the former teammates, we didn't see a whole lot a couple of years ago are already, you know, Lance has been a little more visible when it comes to Jeff getting inducted and so forth. And there's probably going to be others, but you're right. He was just such a well-respected member of that clubhouse that I think there will be a lot of his former teammates going up there. You know, induction day falls when the Astros are playing the Tigers, and too bad Osmus can't be at either one of these, Craig's or Jeff's induction, because he's managing, and, you know, for him, hopefully he's still managing on July 29th. But I imagine guys like Moises Alou and, I don't know if Berkman's going to make it up there, but, you know, Phil Garner, I'd imagine, is going. And there might be some other ones, too. You know, Bill Spires came to Biggio as well. So definitely, if not the greatest Astro of all time, he's probably the most beloved Astro of all time right there with Nolan Ryan, I would imagine, and Biggio. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of orange. And, you know, there's five people getting inducted that weekend. You know, three players, and then don't forget the commissioner and John Schierholz. So, yeah, I don't know how many Braves fans are, you know, Braves have had a few guys go in now, and Chipper Jones is coming up. So I don't expect a lot of Braves fans. And, you know, I'm not sure how many, fans that the commissioner is going to pull up there. So, you know, Pudge, I think, will draw a big crowd. And Tim Raines played for the Expos. So, and it's not far from Montreal. So I'm sure there'll be a good Expos representation as well. So it should be fun on that weekend, just to see the how diverse the crowd is and what teams are getting supported.
Yeah, but between Pudge and Bagwell, I think this is going to be a Texas takeover, which I would imagine people like you are pretty excited about, Tags.
Yeah, you know, that was a fun weekend, and to go back a couple of years later, you know, I'm pretty excited about it. It was just everything about the weekend, the parade and the induction. It was, you know, it was just really cool, and we were there together and with Richard and some of our other colleagues, and just a lot of fun. And I'm excited about it, and happy for Jeff that he finally got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was probably one of the top five experiences of my lifetime, just from probably a working standpoint, maybe of all time. That was like the perfect weekend. So hopefully we're going to have another one. Okay, Tag, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you next time.
All right, talk to you later.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.